time has gone just after 6:15, and I'm hoping that we will have Rowan Pollivan on the line. Rowan is the chairman of the South African Zionist Fed, the Cape branch. We spoke to him possibly, it feels like 2 weeks ago-ish, about the whole issue of UCT and the academic boycott of Israel, and or of Israeli academics and Israeli institutions. And I'd like to go back to him now and discuss what happened after. Rowan, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Simon. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for agreeing to talk to us again. Rowan, we often do one side of a story and not the other. We heard you before the event. Now I want to chat to you after the event. And in your mind, is this a satisfactory solution, the fact that council sent the vote back to the Senate?
Simon, I'm very pleased that common sense has prevailed at the level of the UCT Council, which is really the largest and biggest leadership body of the institution. And basically the discussion that took place at the meeting, as far as I know, was that the university has not seriously considered the ramifications that such a measure would actually have on the university, which obviously would include the severe erosion of academic freedom at the university, the reputational damage that would happen, the fall in international rankings for the university, the loss of quality students and academics at the university. So, you know, all these measures added up to be severely risky for the university to implement. So the UCT Council has now determined to send the motion back to the Senate to really put some, you know, to give some rationality to it, to see if this makes sense and to consider the ramifications for the university as a whole.
Rowan, what does that actually mean, though? Is this, are we going to be faced with the same issue in 6 months' time, or has it been put to bed?
Well, obviously, we would have hoped that the university showed a little bit more courage and stood up to the anti-Semitic BDS movement that obviously has been pushing this measure. They didn't show as much courage as we hoped, but it was obviously better than them adopting this measure. So we're hoping that the Senate, there will rationality and common sense and rational voices will speak on that forum and will basically just discuss and engage with the university regarding all these issues, including the legal issue, the ramifications that this boycott is unconstitutional, that it's discriminatory towards Jewish and Christian students. So, you know, obviously we would have liked this to be killed, but it will now go to the Senate again, and we're hoping at the Senate level it will finally be voted out.
Okay, that's interesting. Ron, I hadn't intended to talk to you about the downgrade, but I mean the timing is just too clear not to be able to talk to you about it. What is what does the Zionist Fed in Cape Town have to say about the news that came out of the foreign ministry yesterday?
Well, we obviously feel that, you know, South Africa and the ANC are playing a very dangerous game in trying to show this unwarranted hostility that singles out the Jewish state. You know, it's highly problematic on numerous levels, you know, whether they're playing it to win votes, whether they're playing it to increase their international standing. It's proven time and time again that this will not work out well for South Africa or the ANC. You know, if they're intending on isolating Israel, what ultimately will happen is that South Africa will be isolated. Israel has growing relations with so many countries. All the BRICS countries except South Africa have increasingly good relations with Israel. Many Arab countries have excellent relations, many African countries. For South Africa to take this unilateral position completely removes it from any kind of role in the Middle East, and it's very damaging and very harmful to the local Jewish community.
It's hugely sad that a country that produced Mandela, that brought together peoples with such radically different approaches, has basically excluded itself from a process where it could have been so very useful.
Exactly. I think that the ANC has completely lost its way. It's been hijacked by basically individuals with and organizations with alternative agendas. And I think that goes against the vast majority of South Africans who actually warmly look upon Israel. 80% of South Africans are Christian. South Africans just want to get on with their lives. They want to improve the economy. They want jobs. These are all areas that Israel can contribute. Obviously, we know about the phenomenal technology that comes out of Israel, the water, the agriculture, science. South Africa is just basically fighting itself in this decision. And unfortunately, the consequences could be severe for this country.
Very, very interesting take on this. Rowan, as always, thank you for speaking to us. I really appreciate the fact that you've brought us up to speed, political developments within the community. And yeah, I'm going to rely on you to call you on comment on these sorts of issues in the future.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Simon. Appreciate
thank you.
It.